vibey everyone, what is good? I am back. I was taking a cleanse and doing some thinking and all that stuff, so we're gonna get right into the fact and I'll explain more about that. Here we go. Okay. Dolphins sleep with one eye open. Always gotta watch, I guess. Your brain uses between 20 to 25% of the oxygen you breathe. So my brain's using 25% right now. Mercury is the only planet whose orbit is coplanar with its equator. Okay. Alrighty. I have to read more about that one, with the Mercury one. But yeah, you guys, what has been up to you guys? A lot happening in my life, as always. Just reflecting, happening. It's Halloween week. We're about to end October, and yeah, you guys, like, I went to my first official Halloween party. I'm trying to think, did I go to a Halloween party last year when I was out here? Oh, I did. I went to a friend that I met that I don't even like hit her up anymore. I forgot her name. But I went to a Halloween party at the Up Down last year, and it was like that weekend before Halloween. So it was really, really fun. I had a lot of fun there, and I was like a hippie, I believe. Yeah, I was a hippie. So this one was really cool. To my first Halloween party, just chilling by myself, and then one of my friends was able to come through and whatnot, and I went as Scar from Lion King. So my costume was very comfortable, very cute. I was a cute Scar. I did the makeup and everything. And what I did for fun was, before the party, I was like, oh, let me go get these eyelashes and costume, right? So I'm biking, and after I get off of my bike, of course, that's when I'm like getting catcalled like crazy, people crossing the street or whatever, and it's just like these men just like just being disgusting. I'm just like, oh my goodness, I need to like immediately go home. Like, it was crazy. I was like, oh my gosh. And like the costume I had on, it's a cat suit. So, and it was, you know, it's velvet, it's furry, one piece suit, so you can see everything, like, as in like my shape, it's not see-through or anything. So yeah, so that happened, and I went to the party yesterday. It was great. And then for some reason people were able to get into our space, because it was a queer people of color Halloween party, and it was happening at the Sultan Room, a Star Bar, and they have different rooms at that bar. And so there is another event happening at Star Bar, and people, and the other event, it was, you know, just mixed people, mainly like straight people. So straight, there's a couple of straight people that wanted to basically, I don't want to say invade, but they wanted to go where it was hot, where like people were dancing with costumes on, just like, oh, this party looks doper, I guess. So there's a couple of straight people who were there, Caucasian and whatnot, and this one Caucasian guy, he was just being very weird. He saw me in my costume. He was like, oh, great costume. And then he was like, you're going to have to dance for me now. And I'm like, what? What the heck are you talking about? So as I'm like moving away, right? I'm moving away, like, just like dancing slightly, but moving away, like, from him. And he's like constantly coming into my space. And he's like, no, I'm serious. You have to do that for me now. And it was so fucking, it was so weird. It was just so weird. I'm like, what are you doing? So then that's when I just went upstairs, and it was just so weird. Like, I didn't even want to be down where the dance floor was, because he was just right there, just being very, like, invading my space. And it's just like, this is why we have spaces where we're protected, because stuff like this happens when we are in a space where it's definitely mixy, you know what I mean? So I enjoy spaces where it's just like only for us and we feel protected, because stuff like this happens all the time. And they were able to get into our party because there was another bar that was there, and they were like, oh, we have access to two different parties, but even though this party is basically for us. So I thought that was kind of unfair, but anywho, that happened. And I was just like, oh. So then I saw the guy again. I felt like he was kind of like low-key following me. I was like, yeah, I got it. After, like, once that happened, I was like, I immediately wanted to go, but I was like, no, I'm gonna stay just for a little bit. Like, he can't like ruin my joy. Like, don't let him ruin your peace, you know what I mean? But it was just really weird and disgusting, and it's like, oh my goodness, like, what is happening? But yeah, but other than that, I had a really great time at the Halloween party. I'm thinking about going to one on Thursday, other than taking the kids trick-or-treating and whatnot. So yeah, alrighty. So what's been happening with me, with my acting life, my career? It's been kind of like mellow. I got two auditions tomorrow, and then I have a stage reading happening on Wednesday. I've been taking a break off of social media, so I've been on a week cleanse, and I just downloaded Instagram today just to check the DM and put a new post up, but I'm gonna take it off my phone again. It's just something that just needs to be done. So I'm enjoying this cleanse, and now I'm at the point where I'm just like, I don't really care what's happening, like, on the IG, the whole thing. And I know as an artist, we have to make sure we are, you know, just keeping up with the Johnson type of thing of, like, letting people know what you're doing and putting stuff out there of what you're doing. And like, oh, hey, look at me, I'm doing commercials or all this stuff, you know what I mean? So it's a constant kind of like, look at me type of thing. So I had to definitely take myself off of it. And then I was becoming addicted to it. Like, I constantly kept opening up the app so many times. Like, it was just becoming very toxic. So I was like, I need to delete this app. So that's what I did, and I'm going to delete it again. All I did today on it was basically put up a photo and respond to the messages that I did have in my direct messages that was happening. Yeah, I'm going to be in Vegas next week. Yeah. Wow, I just realized that October, this is the last week of October, and we're about to be in November this weekend. Isn't that wild? We have about 2 months left of 2019, you guys. And yeah, we gotta get the ball rolling. Just really think about that. 2 more months of 2019. That's interesting. I don't wanna do my yearly review yet. I would do that later, but so far it's been I'm gonna do that later. I'm not gonna get into it, but yeah, so I'll be in Vegas next week. I'm super excited about that. I haven't been to Vegas in a minute since I was like younger, so it's be cool to be there as an adult. I've always been kind of like a pro and a con with Vegas, because it's just like, it's a city where it's like, it's a lot happening, and it's like great choices that can go down and bad choices that could go down in Vegas. So yeah, so that's happening next week. Super excited about that. It's been a light week for auditions. I've been having self-tapes, but it hasn't been any in-person auditions that's been happening, other than two that's happening tomorrow. Yeah. Sometimes I get in this mood, just like, I don't feel like submitting to stuff. So when I say submit, it's like submitting to projects. So even though I have an agent that submits me for a project, supposedly, because I don't know what they're doing, submits me to projects, I also have to do it as well. Because it's like, when you get an agent, when you're signed with the agent or manager, and manager and or manager, you still have to also do your own work too. Like, it doesn't stop there. Like, oh, okay, I'm signed with the agent and manager now, or manager now. You don't have to do any work, but no, you still have to do work and all that stuff. Yeah. And I am also, another thing that's been happening, I just started improv class, and a part of this theater company, so it's been great with that. So that's been cool. I have been noticing this one thing that's been happening, but what my therapist told me is just like, if it's happened, you know, three times, then it's just like, it's kind of like, it's in your face, so you're not assuming because it's happening. But yeah, so I'll talk about that once we come back from break. The show that I have been in is my first show, not too long ago. I thought it went really great. I really enjoy improv. It's really great. It's a really nice, it takes your mind off of things, you know, the world, and the world is already heavy, just living in it, just being in it. So it's a really nice anecdote, you know what I mean? And to also constantly practice your tools, so constantly, you know, work on stuff. Like, as an actor, like, you're constantly learning each and every day. But yeah, what I was saying was, I have been noticing something in this class. So one of my classmates, he's an older guy. It looks like he's probably in his 70s. He might be in his 60s, but he's a very older guy, male, and he loves to write scripts and stuff like that. So, and mind you, I felt like I was the only black person in that class, but I don't think I am, because I saw from like the other class there was another person. I was like, oh, okay. So there's spurts of us, little, and people of color, whatever. But anywho, the first script that he had read, and it wasn't his first script that he had read, it was the first script for me that he had read, because I just started the class, casted people, and I was a narrator. I was like, alright, cool, I'll be the narrator. It was a cool script. It's a very kind of like philosophical type of like scene, type of play. That's what that was. And then the second script was like the next day, and he basically had about like the whole class. Like that day we had about like probably 9 people in class, right? And he was casting people. So when he does a reading in a show, he will cast people, you know, in the class to read for these parts. So he's like casting people like left and right, and it was 9 people that day, and mind you, it was 8 people in the cast for that scene, for that long act, and I didn't even get chosen. And I'm just like, oh, I wonder if it's because I'm black. So that had went across my mind, and it's very interesting because you're thinking like, damn, this is like, I don't know if people, yeah, like when you're younger, you know, during PE, and people choose like who they want on their team, like for basketball or soccer or handball or whatever like that, and it's like, damn, I'm the last one getting picked. You know, it's kind of a sucky feeling, but anywho, and I'm thinking like, is it, I didn't want to assume that it was because of my race. I'm like, oh, maybe this person hasn't like seen me do a scene, so he doesn't know, you know, but he has seen me do improv, and I'm quite decent. Like, I'm not gonna toot my own horn or anything, but I'm a quite decent improver. I've been complimented that I'm a great improver as well. But yeah, and then I thought like, I wonder if it is. And then the third time was the last class, not this one, but last week. It was only like 4 people in this scene. So of course I didn't get cast, but I thought it was very interesting. I was like, oh, okay. So that's just something I've just been noticing in class, and it kind of sucks if it is that I am black, that's the reason why I'm not cast, but I don't want to assume. But then my therapist is like, you're not assuming, it's happening, it's in your face. So it happened 3 times already. But yeah, it sucks that is happening, because it's like, at the end of the day, like, I just want to be an actor and tell these stories. Like, why does it have to be because I'm black, you're not going to be cast in this role? You know what I mean? You're going to be cast as a stereotypical, like, stuff. We're going to put you in a box or whatever. It's just annoying, because it's like, I just want to make art. I just want to be true to the art form, and just like, people don't see that, they only see color instead of talent or whatever like that. But it sucks, and I'm over here thinking like, yo, why am I really like frustrated about this? Because not that this person hasn't done anything amazing outside of like class, but it's just like, I do book stuff, you know what I mean? So like, but at the end of the day, my feelings are valid, so it's okay if I did have some frustration, because yeah, it sucks. But yeah, so that happened, and just like, whatever. But anywho, so what's been happening with my dating life? What's been that? Do I have one? I don't know. It's so I decided to download what POF. POF stands for Plenty of Fish. It's a dating website. And I've told you guys before about the whole girl who used me for a meal type of thing. That thing. So I decided to download POF. And it's cool. So, I mean, I'm not gonna like gas it up. It's alright. It's alright. It's cool. I used to use it way back in the day when I was in LA during my dating phase. A couple of years ago. It was nice. But yeah, back in the day, it used to be POF and OKC. They used to be like the top like queer dating sites for sure. And then Tinder came along, and then Her came along. But yeah, I don't use her at all. I just feel like it's great for people who are younger, you know, in the early 20s or in the teens. And then also, yeah, like it's just, yeah. I feel like it doesn't work for me, but it works for the people who are younger, you know what I mean? So it's just a shout out to them. But yeah, my teeth have been hurting me, basically my left side of my teeth. And I think it's because one, I might have a cavity, or two, a wisdom teeth. So that's been happening in my aligner. So that's been bugging me. Yeah, and then I had my wisdom tooth taken out when I was younger. So I'm just like, I'm shocked that it came back. Like, what the fuck? So it's so weird. Like, I just want this pain to go away. It's so annoying. And I know if I get my wisdom teeth taken out, it is like the way you recover is it's intense, low key. Because you're going to be high on these drugs that they give you to go to sleep, right? So when you wake up, you're just kind of like, you're in pain, you're delusional. You're in pain, you're delusional. And it's just like, what? So when I do make this appointment and schedule this, I hope I can have someone with me, because I don't want to do anything weird, or I have to pick up a car or something. So I'm trying to figure that out, because I just need this to be taken out, and I want to go to sleep. I don't want to feel anything, because when I was younger and they took out my wisdom teeth, when I tell you I was in so much pain, they were like, yeah, we numbed you. I didn't feel that shit till later afterwards, so it was the worst feeling ever. Like, imagine you're a little kid. Like, I was like probably, what is it, 14 or something. It was painful. Oh my goodness. So yeah, that's basically what happened. But yeah, so let me go back to what I was talking about, dating. So yeah, I got back on POF, chatted with someone off of Tinder, and it was going cool. I just feel like this person is kind of like timid on meeting up, and I'm just like, I can tell, because it's always something happening for this person. And it's not like I get it, like we're all busy adults or whatever like that. So I just already know. So I just, it's like, I'm gonna just let it be. And then there's this other person that we enjoy conversing with each other and calling, FaceTime, and yeah. So I don't want to get my hopes up, but so far it's going good with this one person. It's a chocolate bean. Give me. But yeah, it's going great. So we're going to, yeah, it's going great. I don't want to get my hopes up too early, but I'm just going with the flow of it. With that, so we'll see, you guys. Is there hope for me out here in fall and cuffing season? Even though I was out last night, I didn't really get anyone to know, talk to my friend. Like, oh, you got it? I was like, nah. I just didn't. I don't know. Like, I'm so, I get really, like, I wouldn't say weird, but I get shy. Like, oh, okay. I don't know. I mean, I do know. Like, sometimes, like, I'm like that person that can like do the bait thing, and then like I can't reel it in sometimes. Like, it's hard for me, you know. And I get in my own head or whatever, or just like, I don't feel like getting any numbers or whatever. Like, I could tell when someone's like feeling me and all that jazz, or just like I could just feel the energy. But it's cool. Like, wouldn't it be nice for that person to just, why don't you ask me for my number? Why don't you do all the stuff? Because I'm tired of doing everything. It's annoying. But yeah, so that's that. I'm going to put great energy out for myself. To have a, we'll see. I'm just taking it day by day. Day by day. Yeah, you guys, now it is time for the corny joke of the day. Let's go there. NBC Los Angeles. Yo, my city, first of all, my state, California, it's just burning up. It is just a mess over there. They are just burning up like crazy. They've been having fires back to back. LA has like air alerts, air quality alert. Like, it's really crazy. Where the heck are the rest of the corny jokes? Let's see. What is this? I feel like this is just doing too much. I'm like on this website for corny jokes and they're just doing the most. Just to see the jokes. Okay. But okay, this one's funny. How do you stop a bull from charging? Cancel its credit card. That's funny. Okay, let's see if I can go. Two more. What? I don't get this one. Okay. Let's see. Okay, this one's cute. I'm reading an anti-gravity book. It's impossible to put down. Everyone knows that one. It's kind of weird. Why did the dog cross the road to get to the bargain lot? Alright, that's enough. That is enough. Stop it. It's too much. There's too much funniness. I'm so corny. But yeah, you guys, I know I have been away for about a week or so. A week and a half, maybe more than that, who knows? But yeah, I've just been taking the time to reflect. It's good to reflect and just cleanse and just take a moment and just enjoy life. So that's what's been happening. I'm enjoying what's happening with the podcast and the growth and stuff like that. So yeah, speak kindly to yourself, you guys, and I'll see you guys next time. Peace.